I remember some years ago sitting next to the Bishop of Islamabad, and he said to me, "Is the city of Bradford in your diocese?" I said, "Yes, it is." He said, "Oh, we call that the capital of Pakistan." So you'll get an idea from that, that there's quite a concentration of Asians and Muslims in this part of the world. Also, in Dewsbury, where one of the bombers responsible for the atrocities in London came from, we have the second most important theological school for Islam outside Tehran.
But what was your reaction when you heard that these young men had actually been born and brought up right there in your area?
I was very saddened. I can't say that I was surprised, because we've been expecting something to happen ever since the war with Iraq. I think most of us realised that there would be reprisals of some kind. However, I think that it's always a shock when the people who are living in freedom and who have wonderful opportunities for education and for life generally, that there's still this disaffection amongst them, and that they felt that they were not British, that they were caught somehow between two continents, two generations that were different continents, their own family background, which is Islamic, and which they would consider to be old-fashioned and rather staid, and the British population, to which they wouldn't feel entirely to belong.